Black Twice trailer.
Everybody's dead. How about we start at the beginning?
Okay, here we go. Jess, Frida, this is my childhood buddy, Cody. I'm Tom. Vic, my left and right hand man.
Perfect.
Tom.
Hi. All right, who did this?
This is Frida, Sarah.
Was he that guy there with the wide face, the baby face, was he in the I See Dead People thing? Sixth Sense? I think he was.
She fails. Thank you.
Our resident Wonder Boy, Heather, Camilla.
Hey,
what's up, man?
I don't know who that is. We're going to my island for a few days.
Do you guys want to come?
This is crazy.
Well, there has to be a black person as a prominent character.
Get off to a billionaire's island with a bunch of strangers?
Oh, he's not a stranger.
He's Flaner King.
Everybody say, making memories!
What is this idea? I've heard this. Oh, we're going to go make some memories. That's what motivates life now. It's not the doing the thing. It's that you have interesting. It's that you can look. That's a fascinating idea. That if you don't believe life has eternal meaning, and you don't believe there's anything greater, anything beyond, then when you look back and you're elderly, at least you can say you have some memories. That's a really interesting sort of, I don't want to say implicitly religious, but ideological kind of idea that life is hedonistic. The point of life is, it's to enjoy yourself both in the obvious ways of eating and drinking and whatever, but in the ways of sort of having adventures in that sense of hedonistic. And the idea is to then think about, your life should be motivated by being an elderly person who is going to die soon and is able to say to themselves, I have lots of memories, this is a life well lived, rather than a sort of broader idea, I have contributed something to humanity, I have contributed something to my group, I have lived by the rules of my ancestors. These former motivations, the idea is that you are there alone and you are isolated from everybody else, but you have your memories.
You having a good time?
We're having a great time.
We're drinking champagne.
And we're eating amazing food.
So do you think the human sacrifice is before or after dinner?
The legendary parties of State of King. Not what I thought it was going to be.
We still have fun. It's just a little different now.
What do you mean?
Oh, please.
Wait, for real?
You don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
I'm having a great time here. I also have this feeling that I'm like, not.
Where's my knife? Who has my knife?
Oh, dude, your eye.
What? Oh, no, I know, right?
There's something weird going on here.
Everybody's smiling and laughing.
It's slightly predictable that, as a rule, you shouldn't go to an island with an eccentric billionaire. I mean, that's a basic thing that you learn, that you can't get something for nothing. They will want something, such as to be able to sacrifice and eat you.
Flight attendant's like, I'm having a good time. I'm like, I'm having a great time.
Andrew, feel me. There's something wrong with this place.
Where's Jess?
Who's Jess?
My friend, that was in the room next to mine. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! I feel like we're forgetting like a lot of stuff.
Okay, but like, how? Something's making us forget. What's really going on?
I like this idea. This idea that beneath the superficial, beneath the material, beneath the hedonistic life where you make memories, there are these dark forces, and those dark forces used to be Satan, and now we hypothesize them to be extremely bad but highly intelligent people that just like torturing us, like flies unto wanton boys. Are we to the gods? They kill us for their sport.
Twice, if I'm
in danger.
Well, maybe not. Let's not answer that one.
I will definitely find a way of watching Blink twice on a Russian website. That's for sure. Right. Now we're going to go for new animated LOTR. I don't know what that means. Again, there's no sound. I prefer nothing. LOTR better not mean Lord of the Rings. The eyes of what? With the eyes of... I don't know. Of course there was. There was the deeper magic, like in Narnia. How convenient. There was the magic, then there was the even deeper, there was the lore, and there was of the White Queen, and there was the deeper lore.
Our fathers speak as if I were not even in the room.
Is there not a deeper, deeper lore?
You do not seek an alliance. You seek a throne.
I hate this so much. So very much. I cannot tell you how much I hate this. I despise this nonsense. Just someone else's mind vomit, where he just comes up with the rubbish that he's picked up on from various myths that he doesn't really understand the scientific origins of, and he just pitch-patches them together into this work of utter bollocks that a certain kind of semi-autistic scum likes to go on and on and on about. I hate it. It's basically like Thundercats. It's like what is this? It's like a... Have you watched Thundercats in the 80s? It's like a pretentious Thundercats. It just takes the sort of Jungian archetypes in Thundercats, like Jogger and Lion-O and Mum-Ra and whatever, and Slythe, and just sort of the mutants, that presumably they're like the orcs, and mixes them together. And there's a bloke that looks a bit like Earthquake, the WWF wrestler, into just some, people that and they're like dressing up as it and walking around and talking about it and even learning Elvish or whatever it is they do.
He's dead.
Made up.
You will pay for this.
James Bond is made up as well. I hate James Bond. Oh God, it's like the Moomins. It's the same cartoon style as the Moomins, because it's Japanese. Convenient.
I'm the fastest rider you have.
Okay, so it's feminized. Feminine version.
People need hope here. Something to believe in.
Stop watching this.
My pride. My joy. You could rule the world. You think I am afraid of you?
Should be.
Right. How did the elephant with massive tusks get to this place?
What does mortal want with wings?
If you go and watch that, the kindest thing I can wish you is an early death. Gladiator Part 2. There better not be unrealistic ethnic minorities in this film.
I remember that day.
If I find there are, I'm going to turn it off immediately.
A slave could take revenge against an emperor.
Where
or
were you born?
Women in unrealistic positions of power.
I never knew a mother nor a father.
Because that means you can't suspend disbelief. Right, okay, here we go. So, of course, the people that made this are woke and thus Machiavellian and thus believe in power. So they're kind of projecting, really.
General Acacius, there are victories yet still to come.
Your mess
so many subjects, she must feed them.
They can eat more.
So they're kind of like trying to portray Rome as the ultimate, what, right-wing society, the society of the white man, and that there are these slaves that are not that society, and they're going to rise up against it. Is this kind of the idea? Right, just remake Spartacus if you're going to do that.
The arena turns slaves into gladiators, the gladiators into free men.
Most gladiators were killed. Was it known that there was a sub-Saharan African who was training gladiators in ancient Rome? Because if it wasn't, then this is a totally unacceptable film. But it means you can't suspend disbelief. If you do this, you're being got at. You can't suspend disbelief. A sub-Saharan Africa, again, were there sub-Saharan African gladiators? That is my question. What is the historical evidence that there were? Were there rhinos?
Whose head could I give you that would satisfy this fury?
The entire Roman army.
I'm not sure who this black guy is supposed to be, but if they're implying that there was a black guy who was a general or was in some position of power in Rome, that's obviously wrong. There were North Africans, but that's not the same thing.
Too much.
Because they were basically white at that time.
The general will do.
Okay, no, they're implying he's a senator. Okay, right, this is ridiculous. There was definitely not an African American. There was definitely not a sub-Saharan African senator in Rome. So this is a lie. This means frankly, I think the film should be illegal. We won't be watching this. This is lies, and we won't be watching it. The next one is War Game.
Americans, it is undeniable that this past election was stolen. To all those members of the armed forces, join with us.
I hope this isn't some sort of silly attempt to satirise Donald Trump or to persuade people of a future Donald Trump or whatever, because that would be very clunking and obvious and manipulative.
To defend our liberty and land.
Seated around this room is an incredible diversity of professional experience spanning the last 5 presidential administrations. Most of you have sworn under oath to defend the Constitution. What happens when those in uniform break that oath?
January 6th demonstrated a possible false sense of security.
The next insurrection could involve members of the active duty military turning their weapons around on the folks that they're there to protect.
I doubt it. They've wokeified the military in America to such a degree that seems unlikely.
One of the recommendations was to War Game what that might look like.
I am President Hotham, Chief Executive of the United States of America.
You have 6 hours to avert a civil war and ensure the peaceful transfer of power.
Mr. President, we are going to be starting the game in 3.
We are here to stress 2.
Okay, I didn't expect that. That's an interesting idea. I mean, obviously it will be left-wing and biased and whatever, but the idea that they are recording the war gaming of that event, and the idea that they do that to see kind of to tweak things that go wrong with it, and that's quite an interesting idea. I've not seen it before. Okay, this could be good.
One. I want them to be prepared for the worst case scenarios.
I have no idea if at the end of this exercise this country collapses or comes together. Where would we like to send a large body of armed crazies?
Capital.
You are confirming that there are National Guard that have in fact let protesters through.
I'm going to flood the zone with fake pictures, guys. Okay,
difficult to find out what is real and what is...
And there are actual pictures of them.
It is not compromising the proceedings of the election.
Yeah, it is compromising the proceedings of the election. The entire Congress is still in a bunker.
Now they're playing a game.
Everybody back to the table.
You can authorize lethal force.
Pause for a second. Is that correct? You could have federal...
We've done it on the southwest border.
He's going to have to make a decision.
Put your fucking hands on the table.
United States will be on the brink of a second...
You've pissed off a lot of senior ranking folks from all five presidential administrations.
It was my job.
Great job.
Yeah.
They always do that in these trailers. They build it up and then they do a little jokey bit at the end to create light relief. They get back into it. It's sort of like an undulation. Okay, that might be quite interesting to download from the Russian website. Okay, popular chick flick. Oh, God, don't.
Hey, Lily. You want to do the honors?
No, you go ahead. I need to take it in from here.
Well, let's hope you can say that, okay? That's my brother, Ryle.
The first official customer?
Well, you'd have to buy something to be considered a customer. Right now, you're just loitering. We all have an idea of what life can be.
I want to see you again.
Now you see me.
You know what I mean.
That special connection you feel. That first kiss. But 15 seconds. That's all it takes. To completely change everything.
They build up, they get together, they fall in love, there is some adversity, and then they are in love, and it's a happy ending. This is the nature of all chick flicks. Once you've watched one, you've watched them all. So what is the point of watching another one? You're not going to learn anything new. You're just going to be sort of manipulated into some sort of warm salad of a life with a little bit of garlic in it. Horrific things.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, the bad thing happened. The adversity. There's some sadness. A little bit of sadness can happen in life. And then they're gonna gradually.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
What are you doing in Boston?
I opened my flower shop.
I still remember the day I saw you in the window.
Yeah, we were just kids then.
is that your guy?
Yeah, that's Ryle.
Oh no, she's on a boat, is she? And then they're gonna have an affair. And they're gonna feel guilt. They're gonna feel feelings.
I love you.
Yeah, I thought she might. It's hard to hold on. They're overtly telling you. They're clearly not even trying to suppress the plot of every chick flick ever.
What would you say there?
It is. And would you let go or stay? What do you do? It's a decision.
None of this is your fault.
And then they will stay. That's what they will do. There's never going to be a sad ending. There's never going to be... It's never going to be the reality, which is that basically, you know, bonds and traditions hold the day and love dies.
Or the pattern breaks us.
Ready for the future of the West.